हमने बयान इस पर शुरू किया था, कुछ हमारे दोस्तों ने हमको यूं कहा कि आप हजरत मौला मद्दे रहमतुल्लाह के शागिर्द हैं और हजरत की सोबत में रहे हैं। आजकल जो है हजरत मदनी रहमतुल्लाह के मुताबिक कुछ ऐसी बातें लोग करते हैं कि जो हम मानने के लिए तैयार नहीं है। तो मैंने उनको कहा, उन्होंने कहा कि आप कुछ तकलीफ कीजिए। तो मैंने कहा अच्छी बात है, मैं कुछ बयान करूंगा क्योंकि मैं हजरत की जिंदगी से काफी वाकिफ हूं। तो इसलिए मैंने जो है ये बयान रखा था, मगर मुझे ये अंदाजा हुआ कि अब सॉरी आई रियलाइज दैट पीपल डोंट लाइक दिस टाइप ऑफ टॉपिक, वो या और अदरवाइज आई एम नॉट गुड स्पीकर, पीपल कांट अंडरस्टैंड मी। एनी हाउ आई प्रोमिस टू पीपल दैट आई विल गिव बयान ऑन दिस सब्जेक्ट, देन वन पार्ट ऑफ दैट वॉज फिनिश लास्ट वीक, दिस इज अनदर पार्ट एंड इन दिस पार्ट आई विल गिव यू एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ डॉक्टर इकबाल रिमार्क ही पास ऑन हजरत शकुल इस्लाम मौलाना मदनी रहमतुल्लाह। बिफोर आई प्रोसीड लेट मी टेल यू वन थिंग दैट हजरत मौलाना महमूद हसन रहमतुल्लाह अलैह वॉज फर्स्ट स्टूडेंट ऑफ द देवबंद एंड हिज उस्ताद वॉज ऑल्सो हिज नेम वॉज महमूद। दैट इन वन मस्जिद इन देवबंद दैट कॉल्ड छत्ता, द मदरसा 139 years ago was established in Chatta Masjid and from there Hazrat Shaquluddin Maulana Mahmudur Rasul Rahmatullah Alayhi started his education by his Ustad Mullah Mahmud Rahmatullah Alayhi. Now anyhow Hazrat Shaquluddin Rahmatullah Alayhi was first student of Darul Deoband and he became Sheikhul Hadith of Darul Deoband and he was very popular among the ulama, and ulama was always respect him like his elder. And he done very great service to Muslim. Our ulama Deoband, when they established Darul Deoband, their intention was two. One, British government tried very hard that Islam must vanish in India, because only this Muslim nation we took government from him, and this is the nation they got spirit of jihad, they won't let us to stay in India, always they will declare jihad against us. So much so every person they found with long kurta or net beard he was hanged. Just like I mentioned, 37,000 people was hanged. Then Hazrat Shaquluddin Rahmatullah Alayhi and our elder decided, now in the battlefield we couldn't beat British government. Modern arm, ammunition, and many people, you know, many soldiers, big army. Now we must change our tactic. What we must do? From this madrasa, we must try that great ulama become qualified in that madrasa, and in that ulama, there must be a spirit of jihad. I say one thing, if any alim haven't got the spirit of jihad, he is not Deobandi. So must be a spirit of jihad. Then Hazrat Shaquluddin Rahmatullah Alayhi started. How he started? There was very great buzurg in northwestern frontier and in between northwestern frontier and Afghanistan. That place was called Yaghistan. And that people was called Azad Pathan. Now British government made many effort to conquer that area, but they was not succeed. So Hazrat Shaquluddin Rahmatullah Alayhi's one disciple, Hazrat Aurangzeb Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana Abdul Aziz Rahmatullah Alayhi, and Maulana Fazl Rabbi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Shaquluddin Rahmatullah Alayhi advised them they must organize jihad movement in tribes, and they must declare jihad against Britain. Now Haji Aurangzeb Rahmatullah was Sahib-e Karamat Buzurg. Now they organized the jihad, but no backing. Muslim country was very weak and poor. Now, how they make jihad? They come and fight against the Britain. When arm ammunition finished and when food is finished, they will go back to their tribe. Then prepare for another, you know, jihad. Like this, we were making jihad. Then they complained to Hazrat Shakuni Ramtulari that if arranged for us, if arm and ammunition is arranged, and if arm and ammunition supplied to us, this tank is nothing from us. If the British use a tank too, that nothing from us, we can destroy the tank too. Then Hazrat Shakuni Ramtulari made this mind that I must migrate to Makkah Mukarramah, I must meet the Turkish government. Then Hazrat Maulana Shakuni Ramtulari, he met in Medina the defense minister of Turkey, Usman Pasha, Turkey's commander-in-chief Anwar Pasha, Medina governor, Makkah governor. He met them, and Hazrat Shakuni Ramtulari explained them that we want to make jihad against, we are involved in jihad. We just come to help you, need your help. We just came by you to get some help from you. Then Anwar Pasha, Jamal Pasha advised them, listen, if you want to free India from British government, you won't be succeed until whole the population of India are not with you. Only 25% Muslim can't achieve independence on their own. You must try and bring Sikh, Hindu, Christian together and you start movement against Britain. Then you will succeed. So when Shakuni Ramtulari heard this, then he changed his mind, what I'll do, I will change my tactic and go to India and bring together all the community of India. Now during that time, Ottoman Empire was ruling whole Arab, Iraq, Sham, Lebanon, Transjordan. Now one underground movement started from Christian leader. The Christian leader, they started one movement again on the name of Arab nationalism against the Ottoman Empire. Now unfortunately, Muslim came to know this underground movement leader a Christian. Their aim or objection was to destroy the Ottoman Empire and the Khilafat must be abolished. Now one person with the name of Colonel Lawrence, English spy, and he was very influent in English language, and he was dressing like Arab. He was looking actual Arab. Now he worked for that movement, and what happened? While Turkey was ruling the Ottoman Empire, the Makkah and Medina, then governor of the Turkey, Sharif Hussein, he sided with Britain, and after siding with Britain, then your Turkish government was toppled in Hijaz. I explain you which country in Hijaz. Anyhow, when Sharif Hussein established his rule in Hijaz, then British government demanded that you must arrest Maulana Mahmud Hasan Rahmatullah Ali because he is a traitor and he is a rebel. We want him to lock him up or hang them. Now anyhow, Sharif Hussein arrested them and handed them to British government. There was five people: Hazrat Shakuni Maulana Mahmud Hasan, Hazrat Maulana Uzair Gul Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Shakul Islam Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Hakim Hasrat Hussain and Maulana Wahid Ahmad. Now they was taken to Egypt and they was questioned, each of them was questioned individually, and they was sent to Malta. In Malta there was thousands of prisoners of war, German, Turkish, and many, many great ulama and leader and commander was there in one fort. Then Hazrat Shakuni Ramtullah Ali, what he learned, Hazrat Madni Ramtullah Ali was not among those people who must be arrested. But he insists that I must be sent with my ustad anyway you send him, because he is a very old person. We need somebody to look after him and give him full service of him. Then Hazrat Mahdi Rahmatullah Ali was also sent to Malta. Now they spent 3 years and 7 months in Malta prison. Now Hazrat Mahdi Rahmatullah Ali, so much khidmat he done for his ustad, so much so I heard from some person, but I didn't read. There was very severe cold in Malta. 2-3 blanket. They, on top of them, bottom of them, underneath them. Then to 2:30, 2 o'clock, they will wake up. So much cold. Hazrat Mahdi Rahmatullah Ali was doing, you know, the can of water. He will keep under his blanket. That April, you know, tahajjud time, little bit warm, the water will get, then my ustad will make wuzu. Because my ustad is suffering from gout. So, lot of khidmat was done by Hazrat Maulana Madni Rahmatullah Ali, and in Malta prison, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali became hafiz in 10 months' time. He started to become a hafiz, in 10 months' time, he became a hafiz. Now, all the Grand Mufti of Turkey was also there, always they was coming and, you know, joining us, Shakul Rahmatullah Ali, taking some advice, and all the commander gave same advice that you must go back to India, and each and every Indian citizen must struggle in, you know, the fight against Britain. So anyhow, after Hazrat Shakul Rahmatullah Ali started the translation of Quran. He finished the translation in Malta, and he only wrote the commentary of 4 para. When he returned back, the commentary on the rest 76 para was written by Hazrat Maulana Shabbir Uthmani Rahmatullah Ali, and now you can read that tarjuma in English also. Then when Hazrat came back to India, then at that time, Khilafat movement was very strong. The Indian Muslim tried very best that Khilafat, you know, is not abolished. That is the aim of Britain and Jew. The Khalifatul Muslimin must go, because Khalifa is the personality, on his name whole nation of Islam will come together. That you must break their backbone by abolishing Khilafat. So in India there was a very great tension, and during that time one place, Jallianwala Bagh, firing took place and about 400 people died. Then that firing increased the tension, and on Jamiatul Umma of India and Khilafat movement, they passed a resolution, we must boycott English court, English school. Everything must be boycotted, and we must establish our own school, our own minister of justice, our own court. And at some, you know, stage they was very, very successful. So then Hazrat Maulana Mahdi Rahmatullah Ali in Karachi, he delivered one lecture. And on that lecture, you know, was a message of Baghawat, rebellion. You must rebel against the British government. And clearly he told, for Muslim to join British army and fight his Muslim brother is haram for them. Now during the war you can't do that. You know, you can't do that. Then anyhow he was arrested. And he was arrested, and Karachi case took place, and he was sentenced for 2 years. After the case, Maulana was, you know, he in such a way he presented ayat of Quran and ahadith that this is totally haram for a Muslim, and anyhow he was sentenced
when he came out of jail. When he came out of jail, then one person came to him, you are unemployed, British government to give you employment in Dhaka University. Your wages will be 1,000 ran a month, and every year 50 rupees increase. By the time you will get retired, you will get pension of 1,000. Alright, what is my duty? No, nothing your duty. You must, you know, teach 2-3 subject, but one condition, you must be out of politics. Then he replied, no, what my Ustad, Hazrat Shekhuni Ramtullahi, give me as an amanat, I can't destroy it. This until last breath of my life, I will make jihad against the Britain. That's why many times he was sent to prison in India. He was unemployed. Now he was offered 1,000 rupees job, but he did not accept that. And in Silhet, they offer him, people of the Silhet, a job for teaching. Wages is 150 rupees. So Hazrat Madni Rahmatullahi left for Silhet and he stayed 6 years there. Now, because of, you know, his position, that Jamiatul Ulama was fighting against Britain, taking with them all the citizens of India. Now Maulana Madni Rahmatullahi delivered one lecture in Delhi in 1938. In that lecture, a Maulana Mazharuddin Sherkoti was the editor of one newspaper, Al-Aman. That Maulana Mazharuddin Sherkoti misquoted the lecture of Maulana Madni Rahmatullahi. When Dr. Iqbal, when he heard his bayan, and he read his bayan which was misquoted, then he said 3 poems insulting Hazrat Maulana Madni Rahmatullahi. Ajam hunuz nadarat, ajam hunuz nadanat rumuz jivarna, zadeuban Husayn Ahmad itabul ajabis. Ajam mean non-Arab Muslim. Non-Arab people are called ajam. Ajam up to now don't know the real Islam. Yani he's telling Maulana Madni. Dr. Iqbal was telling Maulana Madni, Kayat ajam nadanat rumuzadiwana Husayn Ahmad zadeuban itabul ajabis. Yeah, that point he said. People of non-Arab, they don't know what is the, you know, religion. Otherwise, very surprising that Husayn Ahmad can, you know, deliver a speech, and this type of speech, what is speech? Ajam hunun ta, surud bar mimbar masjid, ke millata sultanat. Che be khabar ze muqame, che be khabar ze muqame rasool arabi. Yani Maulana Madni, you know, from Mimbar, what he announced, ke nationality is a religion. That's like, in Russia no religion. What the religion? Russia. Russia mein koi religion nahi, unka religion, unka vatan. Germany mein, when Hitler was there, even they was practicing religion, you know, Christian, but Germany come first. Their religion, Germany will come first. So anyhow, Iqbal said that poem. Now, actual what Maulana Madni Rahmatullah said, that our religion is not our country. Every person who stay in one country, even he is a Sikh or Muslim, or Hindu, or Buddhist, or Jain. If he is in India, he is an Indian. India is not our religion. If we stay in India, India is his religion. And another thing, in many countries, just like in South Africa, we are South African, but we got full right to practice our religion, and state don't interfere at all with our religion. So anybody say us that who you are, what will say? We are South African. Now, if we believe that our religion is our country, now if we go to Saudi Arabia, they ask us in passport, what is your religion? Islam. They will give you entry. They ask you, what is your nationality? You say, Islam. Now tell me, if you say Islam is your nationality, they will allow you in the country? You can't have a passport. In passport only you declare your religion, but your nationality will be declared. If you're Indian, then that must be declared Indian, or you're South African, they will be declared South African. So what a great mistake Dr. Iqbal made. He passed remark on Hazrat Maulana Madani, and what he said, that Hazrat Madani is don't know at all what is the maqam of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just see, the man was preaching for 15 years in Madina Munawwara, and so much so, whenever he study a book and he don't understand, he go and sit by Rozay Aqdaf Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and within few minutes he will understand. Such a great muhaddis, great alim, great sheikh, great Sufi. And Iqbal said about him that he don't know what is the position of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what he say? And he say, Bamustafa bi rasa khayt ke hama us agar ba'oon rasidi tamam tarbu lahabi. You must grab the shirt of Rasulullah Sallam, kurta of Rasulullah Sallam, then you will get right direction. If you don't do that, and you again preach what you are preaching, that is the way of life of Abu Lahab, not way of life of Khadim of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then what happened? When he wrote that, then Hazrat Madir Rahmatullah's hundreds of students, they start replying in poetry. And one big book was on pride, Karwan Ijaz. Then one person was with the name of Allama Talud. Now Allama Talud, he wrote to Dr. Iqbal. He wrote to Dr. Iqbal that, Dr. Saab, you said these three poems and you didn't make any inquiry. You such a great person. You think so he will speak like this in this term? Then, what is he saying? He says this. Then Dr. Iqbal Marhum realized that and he apologized. And he withdrew his remark. But unfortunately, after 3 weeks, he died. When he passed away, then his last book with the name of Armughan Hijaz printed after his death. If that book was printed in the life of Dr. Iqbal Marhum, then Dr. Iqbal Marhum must omit that three poem. But his student, because of, political reason, only political reason, they printed that poem in Armughan Hijaz. Now, best article was written by Allama Sayyid Suleiman Nadvi Rahmatullah. Allama Sayyid Suleiman Nadvi Rahmatullah was a great alim of his time. And Dr. Iqbal was very great admirer of him. Even so much so, once he wrote letter to Dr. Iqbal, Dr. Iqbal once wrote letter to Allama Sayyid Suleiman Nadvi Rahmatullah. He mentioned in that letter, I learned so much from you. is whole life I will preach them and I will practice them. So much I learned from you. That Hazrat Allama Rahmatullah Alayh wrote a very good article and he told, Doctor, possible a man got different of opinion about Hazrat Madani in politics. Possible his political view is different than Maulana Madani. But one thing, nobody can say the taqwa of Maulana Madani, the niyat of Maulana Madani, the knowledge of Maulana Madani, the state of Maulana Madani, nobody can pass any remark on that. He's so sincere, such a great man, and such a great alim and sheikh of his time. Then Iqbal withdrew. After Iqbal withdrew that, then his student didn't realize that, and they still following the same old tradition. Now let me tell you something about Dr. Iqbal. Maulana Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah wrote, what Maulana Madani said, that he is more advanced than Maulana Madani. What he said? Hindi hai hum vatan hai, Hindustan humara. We are Indian. Our homeland is Indian, or that is our homeland. Hindi hai hum vatan hai, Hindustan humara. Or then he said in another poem he said, what he said? He said that Hindi hum bulbula hai vatan ki, ye gulsta humara. Now, nationality he praised so much, and so much so, he praised Ramchandra ji also. You can see in his poem that he praised Ramchandra ji very highly. So anyhow, when Iqbal wrote this, and he apologized, he took his word back. Dr. Iqbal was very sincere Muslim and very great Ashiq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Very great Ashiq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I give you an example. Once there was a movement in India that this widow needs madrasa. We are wasting millions of rupees on madrasa. This madrasa, we don't get any benefit. What Dr. Iqbal wrote? This madrasa is our backbone. If this madaris or madrasa won't exist, what will happen? I seen with my own eyes in strength. You can't see any sign of Islam in Spain, where Muslim was ruling the country for 800 years, and great ulama was born in Muslim Spain. Another thing, once upon a time, Dr. Iqbal was unemployed. He was advocate by profession and he was educated in England. So Dr. Iqbal was unemployed. British government offered him a job to become High Commissioner in South Africa. That was time India was under British occupation. They offered him a job to become High Commissioner in South Africa. Just see his reply. Subhanallah. No doubt. Very good Muslim and very high feeling for Islam. What he replied, as a High Commissioner, when any national function take place, National Day, then the High Commissioner have to invite great leader of the country and higher personality. In that function, the wife of Commissioner have to welcome the guest and shake hand with the guest. That against my dignity of religion, I can accept that post. So he was no doubt very great person. So, how many people among us who can refuse this job? Yeah? only the man who got fear of Allah. Now another thing of Dr. Iqbal Marhum Rahmatullahi is a, no doubt, is a very great alim, but not calibre of Shah Waliullah or Allama Anwar Shah Sahib Rahmatullahi or Sheikh ul Islam Aghaz Madani or Hakim ul Ummat Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi. So anyhow, he took his word back, and that what people are today, you know, that's you know, whenever they talk about Iqbal, they repeat same 3 points. Ajam hunu usna dana dhrun sarizna. So that is out of, must be out of print, because Iqbal marhum, you know, they withdrew the remark, and he told, if Maulana's in attention was what he spoke, I didn't receive the correct message, then now I received the correct message, then I withdrew my remark. Those people, all those people who ill-treated Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullahi, what happened to them? Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullahi, once he visited Bihar, he got down on one station, Sayyidpur. Now next to that station was a factory. The labor, when they came to know Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah is there, 7,000 gunde, they came and surrounded Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah, and they start calling people from the factory, have this traitor is here, this traitor is here, this ghaddari is here. And 3,000 people came together. They shouting against Maulana Madani, insulting him, so much so. One khabis, he tried to put Hazrat Madani on the ground. 15 people was protecting Hazrat Madani, and from where they got the strength, that they pushed 3,000 people. And with very difficulty, they took Hazrat Madani Rahmatullahi in waiting room. And he just sat there for 5 months. One Anglo-Indian manager of the factory came and told that 3,000 people, you gangster, all smell of liquor coming out of your mouth. With this you will take Pakistan. Is halat mein tum Pakistan loge, ye gunda gardi kar, smell coming of liquor of coming out of your mouth. This is a very great person. He looked just like Pope. So anyhow, one person took it out, Hazrat Imama, or put on the ground, and you know, put the feet on that, and after that, he burned the Imama. The revenge of Allah is very great. What happened? That person who done this, next day his son was drowned. And when Muslim leader was coming from Shimla to Delhi, the student of the Muslim university, what they done? I don't like to mention what they done. I feel shame to mention with my tongue. And all those people who insulted Hazrat Madani Rahmatullahi and he ill-treated him, somebody was chopped. Somebody got such a type of sickness that when he died, nobody want to give him ghusl. Nobody want to give him ghusl, and people, they tied, you know, cloth on their nose and just put water on that, and he was buried. So every person, the one who ill-treated him, who insulted him, they, everybody was punished by Allah Rabbul Izzat. That's why Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi wrote, ke if you insult any Ahlullah, any Alim, that your Khatma will be very bad. That's why we must protect ourselves, ke that we mustn't, and not Alim, we mustn't ill-treat We mustn't ill speak, and one mustn't insult any alim. Allah Rabbul Izzat, revenge is very, very great. So, ye baatein thi jo main aapke samne bayan karna chahta tha ke ye jo those people who are selling ke Hazrat Mahdi Rahmatullah Ali spoke something very wrong about Islam, and he say that our homeland is our religion. It's totally is wrong. And what happened? Maulana Mazhuruddin Sherkoti, marhum, Allah make his maghfirat, he wrote in his paper this. After few days, he was assassinated. So that's why, anyhow, that shortly I spoke to you that the Dr. Iqbal Marhum, he withdrew his word and he said, I got very great respect in my heart about Maulana Madni Rahmatullah Ali. And unfortunately, when he apologized, then after 3 weeks he died. Otherwise, this all 3 points should come in his last book, Armughan-e-Hijaz. So, isme hamare liye bahut sabak hai. Aur dusre ek aadmi se mera pasan hota hai. His name was Professor Salim Chishti. Up to 56, always he was writing against Hazrat Maulana Madni Rahmatullah. Up to 56, then he made Toba. After making Toba, he became Murid of Awad, Khalifa of Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah. And he reached such a state that he himself became Khalifa. And he apologized was such in such a good manner that when I insulted Hazrat Maulana Madni Rahmatullah, I insulted in public. Now I must apologize in public. He gave big, statement to a journalist, and he published that in his paper. And one day, what happened? One day, Hazrat Maula Ahmad Ali Sahab, Lahori Rahmatullah Ali, he was in Karachi. He was guest of one person. That person told him, one person with the name of Salim Chishti, he wrote very bad about Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Ali. So Maula Ahmad Ali Rahmatullah Ali told him, I know him. He is very close to me. Why? Because Salim Chishti was a principal of Islamia College Lahore, established by Dr. Iqbal and one other leader. And Maulana Ahmad Ali was chairman of that. That's why Salim Chishti was always in contact with Maulana Ahmad Ali. Now, while Maulana Ahmad Ali was passing in Karachi by a car, he noticed Salim Chishti is sitting there. He told the driver to stop the car. He told Salim Chishti, if you got time, I want to speak with you. Olka Hazrat, I got time. And they went to a garden, and Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali explained, listen, same thing. 14 times I went to Hajj, great Buzurg was there. Every time I made Muraqaba, Ya Allah, show me who's the great servant on the earth. 14 times I was given the answer, my great servant is Hussain Ahmad Madini. And at the end, he told that, I am not colleague of Maulana Madni. I am not his, his shagird. But I tell you one thing. Carefully listen. Maulana Ahmad Ali Rahmatullah Ali's beard was very big. Yahan tak unki daadi aati thi. Maine dekha ya ring ho gayi thi. Unhone kaha dekho, Hussain Ahmad was the person. You know, his sole of the shoes is, his status is much greater than my beard. Or, sometime I was telling like this, my desire is that, with my beard, I'm screening the shoes of Havana Madni Ramtulal. He's a, such a great person. So now, then Professor Salim Chishti realized that I made very great mistake. And he was the murid of Maulana Ahmad Ali. When Maulana Ahmad Ali Ramtullah Ali passed away, then Hazrat Maulana Qadi Zahidul Hussain Ramtullah Ali again and again told him, "By see, before you die, you must make apology. You must make tuba before you die." Again and again, then he became murid of Hazrat Maulana Hamid Mia, his my colleague. He was Khalifa of Hazrat Madni. Then Hazrat Maulana Hamid Mia explained him, "Ke bhai, you came my murid, but see what you wrote about your dada peer." And give him very nice explanation. After that he made tuba. That book was printed also. And inshallah al-Aziz, what I spoke front of you, inshallah al-Aziz, very soon that will be printed. Very soon that will be printed, and you will know whole picture. You know, I can't give you whole picture in two sitting, that need 10-12 sitting. Then you will see whole picture, and you will come to know who was Maulana Madni Ramtullah Ali. So much so, Maulana Ahmad Ali explained Yusuf Salim Chishti. Just see, the political view of Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Ramtullah Ali, and Hazrat Maulana Madni Ramtullah Ali was totally opposite of each other. Maulana Madni Ramtullah Ali's opposite was that the country must stay, one mustn't be parted, otherwise what will happen? The position of Muslim in India will become very weak. Just like we noticed that. From the time of independence, how much, you know, the government of India, they're oppressing Muslims. How much? You know, their women's dignity is not safe, their life is not safe, their business is not safe. Every few weeks, you hear riot took place on this city, 20 Muslims were killed. Now, in Afghanistan, the Buddhist statue, the Afghani Muslim destroyed them. Now, whole world, United Nations, America, against that. That means the statue is much more value than thousands of children of Iraq who died. Whenever they speak about human rights, they are actual munafiq. Thousands of Iraqi children died. Hundreds of Muslims, you know, killed in Israel. Hundreds of Muslim women become widow. Thousands of children become orphan. So many rape took place in Bosnia that one book written by a European author. Now, that is nothing. You know, if children die, if women are raped, if people are killed, that is nothing. The statue of Buddha is more important. So, bilkul ye log munafiq hai. Samjhe na? To baat ya chali thi is par se ke alhamdulillah Professor Salim Chishti ne maafi mangi, he apologized and he printed it apologized. If I make any galati, I mustn't feel shame that I must apologize. If any we ill-treated a small boy or we told something bad, we must apologize to a small child too. Aur yehi taalim hai Islam ki. So anyhow, ye bahut short maine aapke samne bayan kiya aur mera dil ye chahta hai ki Hindustan ke bade bade buzurg just like Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fasani, he fought against Akbar. People convinced Akbar. Abul Fadl and Faizi was a great alim. And they was minister of Akbar. They convinced Akbar कि द प्रॉफिट ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम वाज ओनली फॉर 1000 ईयर्स. हिज प्रॉफिटहुड फिनिश्ड इन 1000 ईयर्स. नाउ फॉर सेकंड 1000 यू आर द प्रॉफिट. तो उसने एक दिन बनाया दीन इलाही, सूरज की भी पूजा करता था, तो दीन इलाही उसने बनाया. तो हजरत मुजद्दद अल-फसानी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह फॉर हिम एंड सी द बरकत ऑफ हजरत मुजद्दद अल-फसानी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह. जस्ट सी, अकबर वॉज एथिस्ट, हिज सन वॉज ऑल्सो जहांगीर वॉज सेमी यू नो लाइक हिम, हाफ लाइक हिम. हिज सन जहांगीर सन शाहजहां वॉज गुड मुस्लिम, बट शाहजहां सन आलमगीर रहमतुल्लाह अलैह वॉज अ ग्रेट आलिम एंड सूफी. सो मच सो समबडी राइट अबाउट हिम उलमा दैट आलमगीर रहमतुल्लाह अलैह वॉज फिफ्थ खलीफा इन इस्लाम. तो सी द वर्क ऑफ हजरत मुजद्दद अल-फसानी रहमतुल्लाह ऑन 180 स्ट्रोन. थ्रू हिज वर्क ही वेंट टू जेल. सर थॉमस आविन ही रोट दैट preaching of Islam. He mentioned it that when Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fasani rahmatullah was sent in jail, through his going to jail, by his going to jail, hundreds of Muslim non-Muslim accepted Islam in jail. So on his life, on Shah Waliullah's life, all on this Buzuk life, we must hear some alim, good alim, not like me, good speaker. He deliver a bayan on this alim life that we must know our golden history. That Islam came to us because of that great people of Islam, they sacrificed everything. Through their sacrifice, Islam reached to us. That's why, alhamdulillah, I got a group of friends. Alhamdulillah, what we do? We collect some amount of money. We accumulate. And from that money, we make qurbani on behalf of Rasulullah Sahasam, Sahaba Ikram, Ummahatul Mumineen, Aimmah Mutahijin, Aimmah Muhajjisin, and all our buzur. Nearly we make about 160 qurbani. And all. Why? Because their ehsan on us very great. Through their effort and through their struggle, today Allah Pak bless Hazrat Ima wa akhir da'wan in the Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam wa la sayyidu wa nabiyyina wa habibina wa shafiyina wa maulana muhammadin wa barik wa salim. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. وتب يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاه ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اے اللہ تو ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. میرے مولا جو گناہ ہم نے کھل کر کے اس کو بھی معاف فرما. اے اللہ جو گناہ ہم نے چھپ کر کے اس کو بھی معاف فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے چھوٹے اور بڑے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں پر ہم کو رونے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اے اللہ ہمیں گناہوں پر شرمندہ ہونے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اے اللہ اس ملک کے حالات کو بدل دے. اے اللہ ایسے حالات پیدا فرما کہ ہم اپنے ایمان کی سلامتی کے ساتھ اس ملک کے اندر اپنی زندگی بسر کر سکیں. اے اللہ تمام گناہوں کو جو لوگ اس دنیا کے اندر معصوم اور مظلوم لوگوں کو کر رہے ہیں, اے اللہ تو ان گناہوں کا خاتمہ فرما. مولا ہمارے بہن اور بیٹیوں کی عزت کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے کاروبار کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے مال و منال کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے ہزاروں بھائی ایسے ہیں کہ جن کے گھر میں جوان جوان لڑکیاں ہیں, وہ ان لڑکیوں کی وجہ سے پریشان ہیں. میرے مولا ان لڑکیوں کے لیے بہترین جوڑا تجویز فرما کر ماں باپ کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. اے اللہ ہماری جو بہنیں اپنے خاوند کے ہاتھوں سے پریشان ہے، اے اللہ ان کے خاوند کو ہدایت نصیب فرما، اور اے اللہ ہمیں اپنے اولاد اور اپنی عورتوں کے حقوق کی اے اللہ توفیق عطا فرما۔ میرے مولا ہم میں سے جن کے ماں باپ یا دو میں سے ایک زندہ ہے، اے اللہ ان کی خدمت کی توفیق نصیب فرما۔ اے اللہ ماں باپ کی دعاؤں کو بیٹوں اور اولاد کے حق میں قبول فرما۔ میرے مولا اور میرے آقا اگر وہ انتقال کر گئے ہوں، اے اللہ ان کے حق میں ہمیں دعا خیر کی توفیق نصیب فرما۔ اے اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما۔ اے اللہ جب تک اس دنیا میں ہم رہیں قبر تک، اے اللہ ہماری اور ہمارے بچوں کی، ہمارے عزیزوں کی، ہمارے دوستوں کی، سب کے ایمان کی حفاظت فرما۔ اے اللہ ہماری ایمان کی حفاظت فرما۔ اے اللہ جب اس دنیا سے چلنے کا وقت آئے ہماری زبان پر شہادت لا الہ الا اللہ کو جاری فرمانا۔ میرے مولا قبر کی منزل کو ہم پر آسان فرمانا۔ اے اللہ عذاب قبر سے ہماری حفاظت فرمانا۔ اے اللہ ہماری قبر کو جنت کے باغوں میں سے ایک باغ بنانا۔ اے اللہ قیامت کے دن جب گناہوں کے کھلنے کا وقت آئے گا، اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں پر تیرے رحمت کی چادر ڈال کر لوگوں کی نظروں سے ہمارے گناہوں کو چھپا لینا۔ میرے مولا قیامت کے دن رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے دست مبارک سے آب کوثر نصیب فرمانا۔ اے اللہ قیامت میں سب سے بڑی نعمت تیرے دیدار کی زیارت سے ہم کو مشرف فرمانا۔ میرے مولا اور میرے آقا قیامت کے دن ہزاروں انبیاء، شہداء اور صالحین کو تو بغیر حساب و کتاب کے جنت میں داخل فرمائے گا۔ اے اللہ ہم گنہگاروں کو بھی انہی کے ساتھ داخل فرمانا۔ اے اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما کر انہی کے ساتھ داخل فرمانا۔ اللہم ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم، وتب یا مولانا انک انت التواب الرحیم۔ سبحان ربنا رب العزت عما یصفون، وسلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین۔